It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll be checking in with VPR's Art Hounds in just a few minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Changes are afoot at the New England Youth Theater in Brattleboro. Artistic director Stephen Stearns, also known as Uncle Stevie, is stepping down, although he'll continue to direct and teach acting. Stearns founded the nonprofit organization in 1998 with the idea of offering innovative theater training and performances to this southern corner of Vermont. He's also had a successful career as a clown and mime, both solo and as one half of the duo Gould and Stearns. He joins us now to talk about the transition at the New England Youth Theater. Stephen Stearns, welcome.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Now, you've had such a crucial role as founder and artistic director. Looking back, how does the evolution of the theater compare with your original vision?
NEYT is something I envisioned about 35 years ago, started it, of course, 16 years ago. I sat down by a roaring fire one February night and just wrote out my vision in a book. And, you know, it's turned out exactly, letter for letter, how I envisioned it. I wrote down in the very first line it would be a theater of kids, by kids, for kids, run by kids, with the best professional mentorship available. That's exactly what it's become. But it's enlarged from just me originally doing everything to now we employ and work with over 30 professionals, our staff alone, and direct contact people, teachers and directors, numbers over 20. And by starting at the Latches Theater right downtown and then by picking up this property two blocks from there, 100 Flat Street, this 2 acres, the old truck stop place, we've had an impact on helping to develop the community, in my view anyway.
So while you're staying on with the organization, you did make a decision to step down as artistic director. Why did you make this decision?
It's a time for me to go back to doing what I love to do and what I do the best, which is to be in a classroom with kids or in a rehearsal with kids, and also to be in living rooms with donors and people who say, so what is this thing you're doing? Because it's really about education. It's about a different framework of education where the children partner with adults in equal status, if you will. That way, everyone pulls together on a vision with purpose and passion, people preparation, all these things that I talk about, positive attitude, and we make things happen. We're always in the interesting zone. All ideas count. There's no such thing as a mistake, and failure doesn't exist. It's only a springboard to new discovery. So that's my thesis and my premise. I'm going to really work on developing that educational model. A lot of our graduates want to come back in Vermont, start new youth theaters. We have 5 Get Thee to the Fundery Shakespeare camps all over Vermont now. So really, it's my time to step back, not have to go to as many budget meetings, and to talk to the community and to work with my colleagues to spread an educational vision that's very cooperative and it's not test-oriented, if you understand.
You also strike me as someone who might have a bucket list that needs to be attended to.
Do you
have anything outside of the school? You're going to go skydiving, anything like that that you have?
Not quite the skydiving, but I am writing my memoirs, all the crazy stories of my life from when I was surrounded by 4 Russian policemen, 4 a.m. in St. Petersburg, all with automatic weapons, and I scared them back into their vehicle with my clown noses. So I'm going to tell stories like that. I'm studying 12-string guitar. I'm putting together a performance. Peter Amadon and I have written 4 musicals. I want to publish those. So I have that bucket list.
And can you just quickly tell us what happens next with the role of artistic director?
It'll take us at least a year, I would imagine, to do a national search. Sandy Klein, who has really worked with me closely for almost 10 years, and we've chosen many opportunities, faculty, people, classroom teachers, subjects, shows. She'll be the interim artistic director for at least 6 months, maybe to a year, and we'll begin a national search. We're not quite ready to do that, but it'll happen shortly. And then I'll be in the wings all the time. I talk to these people on a daily basis anyway. So many things won't really change. It's just that I'm letting go because I wanted to avoid founderitis. I wanted to just pass the reins, create a vacuum, and not kind of say, oh, well, maybe I am, maybe I'm not, you know, but just to say, all right, I'm going to step back, do what I love to do, my bliss, my skills, everybody else, you jump in, knock yourselves out.
Stephen Stearns is the founder of the New England Youth Theater in Brattleboro, where he has been artistic director for 16 years. Stephen Stearns, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
I appreciate it, Neil. Great to talk to you.
Our theme music for the weekly conversation on the arts is written and performed by Donald Harrison.